This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're with Julian Ng, Wong Xiaoning, and myself, Roshan Kanisin. We've got a poll running on Twitter asking whether you still consume traditional media like newspapers, newspapers, TV and radio, given the rise of new media. Let us know on Twitter at BFM Radio. Over the next half hour, we've got a lot of stories to cover, but at 8 o'clock, we've got The Breakfast Grill. Xiaoning, what's going on then?
Yeah, well, Lin Mark is going to speak to Ucres. And Ucres is best known for its products, which stores medical records from multiple devices digitally. So the question is, how will the healthcare system be impacted by the increasing digitalization of health services as it becomes more robust? So she's going to speak to Mr. Eka Yi, who is the CEO, about the company's vision, plans for growth, as well as its performance and safeguards over, you know, everyone's worry, data security.
Indeed, everyone's worried that data security. But let's talk about Brexit, because last Friday, Boris Johnson won the UK elections in what was a landslide win, really. His victory brought 80 new Conservatives into the Parliament, which has really changed the dynamic in Parliament for the UK and given a bit more strength to this Brexit negotiations going into in 2020. Boris Johnson has big plans for his new set of voters and has determined that Brexit is going to happen. What was he saying? Make Brexit happen or something like that.
Yeah, that was his tagline. And, you know, well, unfortunately, that's going to be the case for the UK, it seems.
Yeah, and I guess the question on everyone's mind is, what does this new administration mean? Will we finally see an end to the Brexit issue? For a deeper analysis on the results of the election and what this would mean going forward, we speak to Dr. Alan Wager, Research Associate at the think tank The UK in a Changing Europe. Welcome to the show, Doctor. And so the Tories won with a very convincing majority. What were the factors that led to their victory, and how did they leverage on the stumbles of the Labour Party?
So the Conservative Party have won an overwhelming majority in this election for two key reasons. The first is the issue of Brexit. A huge number of Leave voters who have long voted for the Labour Party switched to the Conservative Party in this election because of the key core message, get Brexit done. And that resonated with previously Labour voters as well as huge chunks of the electorate. So the Conservative Party won 46% of the vote and united the Leave vote. At the same time, the Remain supporters were divided between a range of different parties, Nationalist Party, the Liberal Party, the Labour Party. And that meant it was very difficult for the Labour Party to compete with the Conservative Party. And on top of this issue of Brexit, there was also Jeremy Corbyn's unpopularity as a political leader and as a political personality. So he was historically unpopular in terms of the opinion poll rating and was seen as a radical leader that just wasn't seen as plausible by vast swathes of the country. So it was the issue of Jeremy Corbyn and the issue of Brexit that meant that the Conservative Party now has an overwhelming mandate to go forward with their version of Brexit.
So given that vast control of Parliament by Boris Johnson, do you think that the new deadline for Brexit, which is 31st January 2020, just in about a month's time, will there be any obstacles to stop that?
The majority that Boris Johnson has won means it's certain that the UK will now leave on the 31st of January. There's no way that the Parliament, the House of Commons, will stop the passage of the withdrawal agreement bill, the bit of legislation that's needed to ensure that we formally leave the European Union by the 31st of January. So there's nothing beyond a sort of, I don't know, a freak event of some kind, but even that would be difficult to imagine, to stop the UK from leaving the EU on the 31st of January. We then enter a new phase of Brexit where the UK and the EU need to make a trade deal for the future. And that's where there's big unanswered questions about what happens next. What sort of trade deal does the UK want with the European Union? Does it want to be closely aligned with the European Union? Or does it want to move itself away from the European Union and become a more distant economic partner? And that's the next stage of Brexit that we don't know the answer to yet.
Now, despite the uncertainties ahead for the UK-EU trade deal, what are your expectations on what might take shape between these two blocs then?
it's really difficult to know what is going to happen next and what Boris Johnson wants to happen next, because he has promised that the UK will leave the transition period by the end of December 2020. So what that means is he expects the UK and the EU to come to a new overall trade deal by the end of next year. And that's going to be really, really challenging unless the UK remains very closely aligned with the European Union. But also he doesn't want that either. So it's whether or not he decides to extend that sort of transition period where the UK remains almost in, but not quite in, the European Union. And that's something that Boris Johnson can potentially do now. Now he's got this brand new majority in Parliament. He has a bit more flexibility. He's not beholden to the Eurosceptic people in this party, the people that are very, very pro-Brexit. He can maybe have a bit more flexibility and think afresh about the deadlines and come to a more flexible and long-term arrangement. However, we don't really know what he's going to do, whether or not he continues to push the line that we're going to deregulate as soon as possible, or whether we go down a different direction. We don't really know the answer yet.
And what kind of economic policy do you think Boris Johnson can come up with in the post-Brexit situation? I'm sure the challenges are huge.
Well, the key thing that Boris Johnson has to level with is the fact that his new constituency, his new voters, are people that are less likely to be well off and more likely to live in areas of the country that would be affected by the economic effects of a hard Brexit, and more likely to, for example, work in manufacturing. So the big issue for Boris Johnson is how he squares his new political coalition with the traditional aims of the Conservative Party, which is a party of deregulation and a party of business. And what we don't know as yet is whether it's the extent to which Boris Johnson will try and move left economically at the same time as he moves right in terms of social issues, or whether or not he will pursue a deregulatory agenda. I think it's likely that he will try and appease his new set of voters, people in the north of England who are more in favour of a redistributive economic programme. But we still don't really know the answer to that.
And that was Dr. Alan Wager, Research Associate with the UK in a Changing Europe, the think tank based in the UK. And overall, a lot to digest there about the UK's future direction under Boris Johnson and his resounding victory in last week's general election.
A lot to do with, actually, if you ask me, Labour running a very bad campaign, and also the unpopularity of Jeremy Corbyn. The next question: who is going to be the next Labour leader? Because he's pretty much has resigned already. And the other big loser this time round was the Lib Dems, that their leader actually lost her constituency. And the winner was the Scottish National Party, actually, this time round.
And on that note, I think that would be another thorn on Boris Johnson's side, because he's trying to convince Scotland of not holding another referendum, since they themselves have gotten a landslide. And that would mean that the people over there in Scotland, they might decide to hold another referendum, since they are Remainers, right? They want to remain in the EU. And Boris Johnson have a lot of his work cut out over there. The other thing that Dr. Alan Wager talked about is the fact that the Tories' traditional role is as deregulators of the market. But now that they have won seats in the Midlands and in the North, whether the Tories would now consider more redistributive policies that are more associated to the Labour Party.
Yeah, but at the moment, the markets love it. The FTSE closed up 2.25% and the pound seems to be still in a very strong position.
And I can't help but notice parallels to our own election, with the unpopularity of a particular candidate and particular issues like GST and 1MDB at the time. Up next, we'll be diving into the state of Malaysian media industry, as well as allegations of a deep state in the civil service. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.